The following WJR broadcast is brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools. To learn more, visit MESSA.org.
Congressman Dave Camp is on the other end of our line, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. He's been right in the midst of all of these talks over the fiscal cliff, and he joins us to discuss it this morning. How are you?
Well, good, Frank. How are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, great to have you back on. Where do we stand right now? The president said the last offer from Speaker Boehner was not balanced enough, and he's holding firm on demanding that taxes go up on the richest people in America.
Well, Frank, let me just say that the reason we're in this whole discussion and debate is because our debt has ballooned to $16 trillion. And the reason that's a problem is our debt is now as large as our whole economy. And the problem there is it really impacts the ability of people to get jobs and find work. So the reason that we're really trying to get a pro-growth economic model going in the United States is so that all the families that have either relatives or members that are out of work or underemployed can find a job. And the problem also with the debt is every individual owes $56,000 to the federal government. So when you think about people wanting to save for retirement or kids trying to get started in life after finishing school, or some new child that's recently born, they start with $56,000 in debt. And so their ability to provide for themselves and their families, their ability to have a quality of life is impacted. So that's why we're having all of this debate out here in Washington. It's not just about who can win and lose. Now, unfortunately, the president is like the guy that scored a touchdown and can't stop doing the end zone dance. It's all about sort of the campaign and politics. And the problem with just raising rates is it doesn't affect the long-term issues, debt issues that are facing the country, which we need to have some spending cuts on. And the president has said he wanted a balanced approach, but yet is not now in the place of presenting a balanced approach. Now, we have countered to him and come forward with both revenue and spending cuts because we have to get at the debt, or the future of every American, I don't care what age they are, is at risk because our deficit and debt is so large.
Well, and it gets even bigger when you consider the long-term commitments we have to federal employee pension plans that really stake the debt at about $84 trillion, which is something like 550 times the gross domestic product. We can't pay all this. I mean, it's almost impossible.
Well, and it's not going to be the rich who pay. Every American has a debt. Every American is going to owe a piece of this debt. And so that's why it's so critical we do something real here and not just posture and look, some say, oh, the president's winning the politics on it. Well, that's fine until you care about the future of the country and the future of the people who live in this country. And if you care about the country, you want to try to find a way to both avoid what we call the fiscal cliff or huge tax increases and spending cuts that are not managed well that will actually throw the economy back into recession. And you want to get on a pro-growth path. You want to have not just a tax increase, but you want to have tax reform that actually gets the economy growing. And the economy growing seems like a very general concept, but it's really about how do you get a job? You get a job because some employer is willing to hire you. And we want to make sure that those things are happening again in America at a rate that we haven't seen for the last 4 years.
What if, just what if, the object here is not to get the economy going, but to get government grown more, to get more people relying on government?
Well, I think you have to look at the motives here, because frankly, I think that the politics here is being played is really unfortunate. I think he does see that government is a solution to people's problems, and I think Republicans tend to see if you can get a job and get some savings and become independent and provide for your own retirement to the extent that you can, together with Social Security and Medicare, you can have a great life and your kids will have a great life. But the idea that all of these programs are going to be able to be there at the levels they are when we have a shrinking workforce and an economy that's not growing is just crazy. And federal pensions is an issue that needs to be looked at, and many, many others where the spending is out of control. The president has an opportunity to come forward on that, said he would, and initially proposed $3 in spending cuts for every dollar in tax increases. Now he's in a place of $4 in tax increases for every dollar in spending cuts. So he's actually turned this whole thing on its head. That's why many of us are very frustrated, because he's going further left. He's not coming to a negotiated solution. This is not about doing what he says. This is about negotiating something that is good for the country, that allows us to move forward, and takes all of this uncertainty away. I mean, I talk to a lot of individuals. I talk to family members. I talk to, employers. I talk to people who work for employers. And they're all saying, you know, we just want to get this all settled so we can go on with our lives doing what we do and have some understanding of what's going on. But we can't settle it in a way that makes it worse for families and individuals. That's what we can't do in the middle class. I mean, they're the ones who are going to be suffering, because that's where the job losses occur most readily when we have a recession.
I don't think anybody's surprised. The president is moving further to the left and has doubled his demand for the tax increases, or quadrupled it from where he was at one point. I think for some the surprise is that John Boehner, your leader in the House, has gone to him and said, okay, you wanted $800 billion in revenues. We'll find them for you in the tax system, and has gone along with the president's plan. I mean, he's capitulated, hasn't he?
Well, they talked in the summer. I mean, this is a continuation of talks that the president and the speaker had. I think the speaker is very much trying to find a middle ground solution. And the president is demanding higher revenues. Presidents who win get a lot of what they want. He's going to get some higher revenues. There's no doubt about it, because he says he'll veto anything that doesn't do it. In divided government, we're going to have a compromise. Now, the problem is the president has now gone to $1.6 trillion in revenues, and these numbers get thrown around, and the problem is you cannot get all of those. That, first of all, you cannot just by revenue get us out of our debt and deficit problems and our lack of economic growth. What you got to do is get a growing economy, and that means individuals will be hired for jobs working for somebody. And they're not going to do that if their taxes go up. Now, with the problem with $1.6 trillion, that's not just the rich. That's going to be a lot of people that aren't rich and a lot of people that we hope would have the ability to hire somebody. And that's going to be a real problem, to have that much revenue come out of the economy in this recession. I've always said it's not good to raise taxes in a recession. The president is insisting on that. So what can we do to find a way to resolve these issues so we don't go over the fiscal cliff and have everybody's taxes go up without the kind of reforms we need to address our long-term drivers of debt and the kind of policy we need to grow our economy?
Congressman Dave Camp of Midland with us. He's chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Two quick questions here before I let you go, if I may, Congressman. Number one, why not just vote in the House to extend the Bush tax rates and let the president then say, okay, I'm going to veto it. And if they're insisting on playing this political game, let them play that political game.
Well, of course, we have voted and already have passed a bill to extend all the Bush tax rates. The Senate won't take it up. We also passed a bill that said that we would like to move on an expedited process to consider tax reform. We've also passed a bill that will set aside what's called the sequester and done it in a way that actually makes sense, rather than just the meat axe approach that's going to occur if we do nothing. But all these bills are sitting over in the Senate, and they're not. And Harry Reid won't take them up. So we have had these votes. They've been strong votes in support of these three things, that's where we are.
All right. What about open negotiations for all of this? It's all being done behind closed doors. The American public doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, frankly, I wish there was as much going on behind closed doors as people might think.
Is there nothing happening there?
There's not as much going on. Unfortunately, there's not as much going on as I would like, but I do like the openness. I think it would let people really see who's serious and who's not. I have no problem with that. And I think either having them on C-SPAN, first of all, would actually get the president and his folks in the room. They're not coming in the room right now. So I think that would be helpful, because it would force them to come right in the room and actually see where people are. So I'm all for that.
You were face to face with them, weren't you? Was it last week in the meeting? Were you one of those who met with them?
No, I did not meet with them last week, but I've obviously been in other meetings.
Right, right. All right. Well, listen, good luck to this.
All right.
It looks like we're headed toward the fiscal cliff, and some say the president wants to go over it.
Well, you have to wonder whether that's the case, given the lack of a serious approach from his side.
I thought Jim DeMint had the best comment. He says, when you're driving 80 miles an hour toward the cliff, that's not the time to put the car on cruise control. It's a great line.
That's a good line, and I like the auto reference.
I'll see you later.
Thanks okay, take care.
Take care. Now, Dave Camp, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee.
Talking about what matters to you. Frank Beckman Middays. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.